Please abstain from making all the racket that you can, or noise, or whatever you call it, because this does go on tape and it'll interfere with its recording. Would you, if you would please do that, I'd appreciate it very much.
I'm going to go to the legal first. See if you're all right.
Around 75 to 100 years old.
And what was the name of that one?
100 Double Eagle March. If there's any questions about any of it now, don't be afraid to ask.
I think they just want to hear some music.
All right. You'd rather hear music? We got a real old square dance tune we'll play next for you, Red Wing.
Thank you.
because it's the first one I learned how to play. It's just a regular old song. And then it was More Pretty Girls Than One. I know these boys think about that. Questions.
How long have you been playing?
42 years and a little while longer.
When did you first learn how to play?
I started about 9 years old, right in there around nine. That's when I started.
And pretty much picking up on your own.
No instructions.
Some other questions over there.
It wasn't this pretty, because it was something that had been thrown around for years, and nobody never took any interest in it. And I took it and put any kind of strings I could put on it, and got me a palmetto stick and tied some fishing string or horsehair, either one I could find. That's what I made a bow out of. No, wish I did.
Did any of those kind of things break while you was playing?
What, the strings?
No, the yeah.
Oh, yeah, they wear out.
The hairs in the bow?
That's horse hair.
I mean, have you ever been playing for somebody in
this? Yeah, but that don't happen.
They don't all
very often.
At one time.
They usually wear out a strand or two at a time. Yeah. Sometimes it don't seem like it, but we do.
I was probably around 9 or 10 years of age when I started playing guitar. My father played a fiddle. And back in the days when I was your age, if you didn't make your own recreation, you didn't have any. We didn't have radios and TVs to watch. We didn't have refrigerators in our house. We didn't have electricity. The water you drank came out of a well that you pumped yourself. And your social activities mainly stemmed around your church and your community dances, which was like barn dancing.
Like, you probably get whatever kind of music.
I can pick a mandolin a little bit, and I can play enough on a banjo to know that I'm picking it a little bit, and that's about it. I play a bass.
Do you have to play a steel guitar?
No.
How long have y'all two been working together?
About a year and a half.
You play for square dances and stuff like that now?
Yes, ma'am. We've got a band that's five and six.
What's the name of it?
Swan River Five.
Swan River Five. When you learned how to play, where did you live? Like, did you learn in North Carolina or where?
I was raised in Georgia. I've been in Florida for about 17, 18 years.
I was born and raised in Florida.
Where at?
In South Florida, in Wauchula.
No other questions?
Okay.
Need another tune? I don't think y'all like music. Let's try some Patty on Turnpike. If I can remember it. It's not as old as these others we've been playing those. I'd say it's 40, 50 years old.
I think that's a derivative of an Irish jig.
It is. I think its roots go back a long, long way. Yeah. You call it Patty on the Turnpike. Mm-hmm. P-A-D-D or P-A-T-T? Have you ever seen it written?
P-A-T-T-Y. Uh-huh. P-A-T-T-I. Arkansas Traveler, that's an oldie.
Good.
What's the D on that?
do an introduction for it?
This one is Arkansas Traveler. It's about, I'd say, 125 years old from all I've heard.
Tell me what note it was. What it would be on the scale.
Community Bishop could probably do that. Yeah. When your hair is probably
touched. Some people have a gift for perfect pitch. And they can tell when music is not played properly, and they can tell when the instrument that you're playing is not tuned properly. And they can tell if you're tuned high above the scale or below the scale. And the people that have this are usually excellent musicians. They have no trouble at all playing music because their hearing is perfect. And this gentleman right here is one of those people. He does all the tuning. He does for me. Some of the members of the band do their own, but he can tune the instrument faster than I can put it around my neck and try to tune it. He'll have it tuned before I could even attempt to start on it. So it's a gift that you have. And any of you youngsters that have this, you really have a blessing in this life because you can hear the way the music really should be, and you can hear every sour note that's made. It might be a disadvantage to you at times, but it's a gift that we have. Not me, but those that have it.
We got one here. I don't know how old it is. John come up with it. I think it's a pretty good tune. Got to be old. Name Bonaparte's Retreat.
It's based on something that happened in 1850. question.
Well, yeah, I noticed when you started off, there was something smoke like coming up off the.
That's rosin. Use pine tree rosin to put on this horse hair to make these strings, Sam.
That's right.
Banjo, bass, and mandolin.
You said a while ago y'all had a group when you were back kids, y'all would go out and you had barn dances. What kind of music did you play then?
Mostly it was real type music that you square danced to. It was some of the songs you've heard here today, like Red Wing and Bonaparte's Retreat. Turkey in the Straw, that type of music that people square dance to in those days.
But usually there's a collar when they.
You had to have a collar to have a square dance.
Is that just sort of a talent too that people have?
It's like singing. You acquire talent for that, and you have to remember the calls that the sequence of the dance as it goes, so that you can get the calls in the proper place, so that you don't confuse the dancers.
Happen to eat one time. Any more questions?
I was going to ask you, do you have different bows for different things, or is it always the same
bow? I'm lazy. I use the lightest one.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you, what is the difference? Is there a difference between the instrument of a fiddle and a violin? Is it really the same?
It's the same instrument.
It's just what you do with it.
Us country people call them fiddles.
Yeah.
And orchestra musicians call them violins.
Is
we're going to do one now. That's, I don't know the ages of these tunes, but it's old square dance tune, Boil a Cabbage Down, they call it. About equal work in fingers and bow work. But if you don't have your bow work, you can't get nothing out of your fingers either.
Play it without your fingers on there, right? Just run your bow across it without your fingers.
you really don't need to play lead on a guitar if you have a good fiddler, which he is.
You want to?
He doesn't like me to say that. But.
You want to play some of the other instruments just for a second? Give him a taste of it.
You want to manage the team song?
I don't understand what you said.
Cripple Creek, so I...
You have to go down there to get the note.
That's a hammer. That's what they call a hammer. That's what makes you the five-string banjo. That's your fifth string. These are picks. You do this to give it a sharper sound. See, without the pick, you don't. I would say it came back in the days of the plantations. Yeah, it's been pre-Civil War, probably, and probably around the turn of the century, 1800s. I would say it was probably go back to. It may go back into the 1700s, late 1700s. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an African instrument. It came over with the slave trade. The basis of it was an African instrument. The instrument didn't look like that.
It's the same, but you have frets on the keyboard that you can tell where you're putting your fingers. But on the fiddle, you have no indication of where your notes are at. You have to know what you're doing when you play the fiddle, which is incidentally the hardest string instrument there is to play.
John, you're going to have to go far this way.
double string, eight strings on this one.
Your case looks like it's been around for a while. Is there anything about
it? It's pretty old. I'd say this is 60 years old, this one.
I would say it was made in the 20s, early 20s, mm-hmm. around 1920, somewhere in that neighborhood. Agriculture, they do that.
We live in Swanee County.
Y'all ever played at the
Watson
American Legion?
No. I had a chance to, but I didn't.
How much practice time you put into it? I mean, with all of you together?
I'd say from 4 to 8 hours a week.
We practice every week as a group. And if we have a booking, we practice maybe 2 or 3 extra times a week.
When you were learning, how much did you practice?
Well, when you were learning, I did the same thing that you youngsters do when you go home in the afternoon. Instead of turning on the TV, I picked up the guitar. There's a difference. And in the evening when you youngsters are watching your favorite television show, I was sitting on the front porch in the swing picking the guitar. And if my father was home at the time, well, he played the fiddle and I played with him.
I done mine after the sun went down because I had lots of work to do.
What about the drums, Rick?
Yeah.
Hey.
This one's about 30 years old, if I remember right. It's called Durham's Reel.
you want to mention the association? They're going to come up in a room.